Mr. West, Mr. Fresh, Mr. By himself, he's so impressed. I mean, damn, did you even see the test? You got D's, motherfucker, D's, Rosie Perez, and yet barely passed any and every class, looking at every. Cheated on every test, I guess. This is my dissertation. Homie, this shit is basic. Welcome to graduation. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, on this day we become legendary, everything we dreamed of. I'm like a fly Malcolm X, buy any jeans necessary. Detroit red cleaned up, from the streets of the league, from an eighth to a key. But you graduate when you make it up out of the streets, from the moments of pain. Look how far we done came, haters saying you changed, now you doing your thing. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, yeah. Good morning. Good morning, yeah. Look at the valedictorian, scared of the future while I hop in the DeLorean. Scared to face the world, complacent career student. Some people graduate but be still stupid. They tell you read this, eat this, don't look around, just peep this. Preachers, teach us, Jesus. Okay, look up now, they done stole your streetness. After all of that, you receive this. Good morning.
Hustlers, that's if you're still living, get on down.
Every time that we hit them, good morning.
Hustlers, that's if you're still living, get on down.
Every time that we hit them, good morning.
Hustlers, that's if you're still living, get on down.
Every time that we hit them, good morning.
Hustlers, that's if you're still living, get on down. Get on down. Get on down. Get on down. Get on down.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I am joined with...
Miles.
Oh, you get to pick a DJ name, my friend. That's the cool part. It could be simple.
It could be cool like DJ Miles, or it could be creative.
Miles.
All right, DJ Miles it is. And we are also joined with...
DJ Person Guy.
Yeah, go for it. And
DJ Kool-Aid Man.
First, we're gonna go into some shoutouts for the community, because if you don't know, Clubhouse Radio is where we talk about mental health, recovery, and the local community in Green and Columbia County and the surrounding areas. And after that, we're gonna play a song, and then we're gonna get into some tier lists. So first of all, Catskill Food Pantry, that is opened every Friday 1 to 4 p.m., and it is located at the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Church at 50 William Street in Catskill. Healthy food is a right. Next off, we have Free Play Fridays with Miss Jess and Miss Bathsheba at the Palinville Library from 10 to 11 a.m. Join them as they gather for a casual morning of fun. And next, last but not least, we have the Catskill Elks Lodge. They are hosting a free Thanksgiving dinner Thursday, November 27th. Please join them for a dine-in meal. Doors open at 12 noon and dinner is served at 12:30 p.m. But seating is limited and reservations are required. Please call 518-943-9205 to reserve your seat no later than November 24th. And now that is shared, we're going to go into a quick song break and then we're going to be right back. I have a fun show planned for you today. We have some Will You Press the Buttons, some Would You Rather, some Tier Lists. So stick around for that. But also stick around for the amazing music choices we have. We're going to go into Champion, Clean by Kanye West.
good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Wake up, Mr. West, Mr. West, Mr. Fresh, Mr. By himself, he's so impressed. I mean, damn, did you even see the test? You got D's, motherfucker, D's. Rosie.
Falling, dreaming, talking in your sleep. I know you want to cry all night. Plotting, scheming, finding reason to defend all of your violent nights. Don't you grow up in a hurry, your mama be worried. Oh, it was all part of the story, even the scary nights. Thank you for all of the glory, you will be remembered. All thank you to all of the heroes of the night. They gotta repaint the colors, the law is wearing off, reality is upon us, colors dripping love, colors dripping love.
Is this savage? Is this monsters? Is this pimps? Is this players? See, women is something to nurture, not something to conquer. I hope she like Nicki, I make her a monster. Now having menages, I'm just being silly. I answer the door like Will Smith and Martin. Do we have a problem? Matter of fact, Marlon, this ain't me, the Farkas. I beat the zero, pray I beat the charges. No, daddy don't play, not when it comes to their daughters. Don't do no yoga, don't do Pilates. Just play piano and stick to karate. I pray your bodies drink more like mine and not like your mommy's. Just being salty, but niggas is nuts. And I am a nigga, I know what they want. I pray that you don't get it all at once. Curves under your dress, I know it's pervs. All on the net, all in the comments, you wanna vomit. That's your baby, you love her to death. Now she cutting class and hanging with friends. You break a glass and say it again, she can't comprehend the danger she in. If you whip a, she moving with him, then he whip her. You go through it again, but how you the devil rebuking the sin? Let's pray we could put this behind us. I swear that these times is the wildest. She got the scars, they serve as reminders. Blood still on her pajamas, but yesterday is dead. Yeah, moment of silence. Next should be off the collars and then at the altar, cause she know that is a savage. Is his monsters, is his pimps, is his players, to that daughters, is his pimps, is his players, to that daughters.
Don't you grow up in a hurry, your mama be worried. Oh, it was all part of the story, even the scary nights. Thank you for all of the glory, you will be remembered. All thank you to all of the heroes of the night. They gotta repaint the colors. The lie is wearing off, reality is upon us. Colors dripping off, colors dripping off.
Wait, Samson's daughter break.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC,
Acre, Catskill, and Hudson.
Today, we're starting off, after all the shoutouts and all that, but the fun stuff, we're starting off with the Thanksgiving food tier list. So the tiers today are, I'm leaving if it's not there, love it, it's okay, I'm good, and won't even look at it. Now, this is a discussion, so we're going to try to average out what we say. So if DJ Miles says S tier, or I'm leaving if it's not there, and I say won't even look at it, we're going to put it right in the middle.
It's okay.
So starting off, we got apple pie. I love it, personally.
I love it too. It's okay.
Won't even look at it.
You won't even look. For real, for real?
I guess it's good then.
Sure, that was
all right. So I think that it's okay.
Yeah.
I like it. It's good.
It's okay. Won't even look at it.
Won't even look at it is crazy. Since me and... since me and DJ Cooley love it, we're going to put it right here. Next off, we have baked squash. I love me some squash.
I won't even look at
it. You guys are sleeping on it.
With no marshmallows, though.
Squash? You think of sweet potatoes, my friend.
Yeah, you think of yams. Yeah, I never had the baked squash.
So, I'll let you guys off with that one.
I'm allergic to squash, so.
Oh. So that's fair, yeah?
Yeah.
Next off, we have baked sweet potatoes. If you guys don't like
love that.
I love it, too.
Won't even look at it.
They're really good.
Do you just hate Thanksgiving altogether?
No.
Like, alone as a food, they're good anyway, too.
Yeah.
So we'll bite it. It's okay. All right. We're doing the one that's on everybody's mind. Turkey.
I'm leaving if it's not there.
It's okay.
Thanksgiving without turkey.
It isn't Thanksgiving without
turkey. Yeah, I agree.
So I think we're going to have to put it in the top tier. Next off, we have biscuits.
I love my crumpets.
I'm leaving if it's not there.
I love crumpets and tea. I'm leaving if it's not there.
Biscuits.
Oh, you got not biscuits.
This picture is fire.
Thank you, thank you. Indeed, indeed. See, that's my background music. So, what was our consensus on biscuits?
Biscuits.
I'm leaving if it's not there.
Love it. Love it. I love biscuits.
Yeah, I
love biscuits.
I think it's okay, but we're gonna have to put it in love it. Next, we have brown gravy. It's in it, personally.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't really like it.
Then we're gonna put it in on good. That's a fair point for where all of us stand. Would you guys agree?
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts are so peak.
They are peak.
They're peak. I love them so much.
It's okay.
I could eat an entire bowl of Brussels
even
sprouts.
Look at it.
All right. I think that also averages out to it's okay.
It's okay.
Okay, I think we'll all be able to agree on this one. Red Jello salad.
Please, thank Jesus, I love
won't
it.
Even
you
look
love it?
At
I
it.
Love it. It's the greatest thing
I
ever.
I won't even look at it.
It's so terrible.
I guess we'll leave it that I'm good.
I'm leaving if I see it.
Yeah, I'm not a big
this
fan
stuff,
of it.
I don't even know what that is, for real.
No, collard greens?
I don't know what collard greens is, but not Red Jello salad.
Get that red
I heard
collard
Jello
greens.
And I was like,
get that red jello.
Collard
salad.
Greens are okay.
Yeah, they're okay.
Yeah, these are both. They had two red jello salads. Why is compost here?
Green jello salad.
Why is compost?
Yeah, we're putting that and won't even look at it. Who goes out of their way to eat compost at Thanksgiving, bruh? Next, we got Cool Whip.
I'll eat the entire tub.
I'm leaving if it's not there.
Love it.
I'll eat the entire tub.
Leave if it's not there? Yeah. Alright. I can agree with that. Corn casserole.
What
even
it. Is that? I've never had that before.
It's corn,
it's
bruh.
Corn
won't even look at it.
What about you?
I don't like a lot of
I think you just hate Thanksgiving.
Next off, though.
Cornbread is so peak.
Cornbread
is
cornbread,
peak. Cornbread, I'm leaving it. It's not there. Cornbread
all right,
bread
that's
is
fair,
so
that's fair.
Peak. I'm leaving.
And next, we're really getting the corn out of the way.
Won't even look at it.
I love
it's
corn,
okay.
But it's okay.
It's fine.
Corn sucks.
How dare you? Corn is delicious.
You just hate everything.
Do you? I think he hates his veggies.
Yeah,
he's not gonna grow up big and strong.
I hate my veggies and I'm 5 years old and I love my strawberries.
Yep. Strawberries are banging.
You heard that right, people?
Speaking of fruits, next we have cranberry sauce.
Won't even look at
I love
it.
Cranberry I love sauce.
It. Me too, I love it.
Won't even look at it.
I feel like, let's see, three love it and
it,
one won't even look at it.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It hits all the right good spots.
I like spinach, don't get
won't
me wrong.
Won't even look at it.
But we got creamed spinach.
Won't even look at
won't
it. Look
at it.
Won't even look at it.
I agree.
It.
Ew.
Croissant rolls. It's okay.
Won't
croissant?
Even look at it.
It's not
it.
As good as biscuits.
I love it.
I mean, do they have chocolate in
it? No. I
love
it. I'm good.
I mean, yeah.
Why
all right, we can put it in there.
Why is the red jello sauce
dinner rolls. It's just the worst croissant rolls.
Yes. Won't even look at it.
We'll put it in I'm good since he said won't even look at it. Glazed carrots.
Won't
that
even look at
it. That sounds nasty.
Yeah, I'm
won't
good.
Won't even look at it.
Won't even look at it. I would try it, personally. I would try it before.
I would try
it.
Cranberry.
If you make grape salad, you're going to jail,
won't
bro.
Even
I'm
look
sorry.
At it.
What even is a grape salad?
It's...
Hey, why is compost
hold on.
Not even...
You guys talk while I look this
up. Why is compost at the bottom? I feel like it should be at the top.
No,
you
don't like anything.
We love eating compost.
You like eating garbage?
Oh, that doesn't sound that bad.
Isn't it just cream and grapes?
It's great. Ooh, sour cream. Ooh.
Berries and cream.
Cream cheese.
Cream cheese, yeah. Cream cheese, fine. But
berries
sour
cream.
Cream.
Berries and cream. I'm a little
low
like berries and cream.
Why are you going to be a headache?
The vanilla extract?
The pecans
the sugar.
Make it a little bit better in my book.
But the sour cream.
I would try.
Without the sour cream, I would. I probably.
It's like a baby. It's like I'm good.
I would try it, but like.
Yeah, I'm not looking at it, so it just looks disgusting.
Not looking at it.
Yeah,
green bean casserole.
Won't even look
mid.
At
mid.
It.
It's mid. It's pretty mid.
Won't even look.
I just
won't
take the things off the top and eat those.
Won't we'll even put it, look
I'm good for the meal.
I just take the things off the top and eat those.
Green beans.
Won't even look
it's okay.
at it.
Daddy, I hate green beans.
All right.
Won't even look
we'll put
at
it in. I'm good because I'm saying it's okay too. So that's I'm two. It's okay. So I'm two. Won't even look at it. So that's right in the middle.
I've never been a big fan of green beans.
Green Jello salad.
Won't even look at it. What's the
difference? Look at it.
What's
the difference between that and red
it's
Jello?
Green.
Everybody
loves
green. That's true. Ham.
I'm leaving if it's not there.
I'm leaving if it's not there. I agree. Ham is better than turkey.
No!
Yes.
The turkey leg is better than
ham. Mac and cheese.
Peak.
I'm leaving if it's not there.
Mashed
potatoes. I love it, but I'm not leaving.
Won't even look at it.
You don't like potatoes, bro?
If they're seasoned right and they got gravy, it'll be peak. But if they're not, it's alright.
So I'll put it on. It's okay. Pecan pie. It's okay.
I won't even look at it.
I had it once. It was okay.
Alright, that seems to be consensus. Pumpkin pie.
Love it so much.
You don't like anything.
It's to die for.
I'm putting it in love it. Red potatoes.
Won't even love look it. At it.
Beets.
Won't you guys don't like the potatoes?
I love potatoes, but that just sounds...
Alright, what about the roasted potatoes? Can we put that in love
it? Won't even look at it.
You just hate everything that's healthy.
Yes.
What about roasted carrots?
Won't even look it's at okay. it.
You got to eat your veggies. I'll say it's okay.
No, do all not right. eat your veggies. All right.
We're coming up with my favorite one.
Do not eat
scalloped potatoes.
Won't even look at it.
I don't even know what that is.
I've never really
you
had
it. You guys should just not count my votes.
We're just not going to do that
won't
one.
Even look at it.
Next, stuffing.
I love stuffing so much. I love stuffing so much. I'm leaving if it's not there.
It's okay.
I'm leaving if it's not there.
I would say love it so we can average it. Love it. Steak. I've never had steak for this.
I'm leaving if it's
who
not
has steak
there.
On
oh
Thanksgiving.
My god. Steak
like,
is so peak.
It's, not a
it's my favorite thing in the whole wide world. And if you put
can't
steak in
fall
anything,
your chair.
You're
gonna fall.
You're
gonna
fall.
There, you're gonna die. And I'm gonna steak is so peak.
I think just because he loves it that much, I'm gonna put it in there
yes!
for him.
Oh, the fire's on.
Thank you. You gotta have the background music. Next, we got sweet potato casserole.
I won't even look at it.
That sounds
it's
all
right. It's literally just sweet potatoes and marshmallows. It's banging.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the yams. I love yams so much.
Yeah, I'm good.
I love it.
I just pick off the marshmallows.
All right, we'll put it in.
Marshmallows make it good.
Whipped cream.
Oh, my God. Whipped cream.
Words
cannot express how
I've never had this, but it looks nasty.
Words cannot express how much I love
white
whipped cream.
White cream is pretty good.
And whipped cream is the best thing in the whole wide world. If you don't like whipped cream, you have a problem.
I agree. Oh, it's... Okay, so it's milk instead of meat.
Nope.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds like it would be okay.
I'm leaving if it's not there. Oh, my God.
Can you stop making
so,
silly noises?
White gravy is
making
white
silly noises, bro.
It's time to lock in.
We lock it in. Now, I think we can do a little bit of would you press the button and then go for another break.
Yes.
Would you press that button? I know I would.
We're not doing that one. It's too sad. No. I veto it. Aw,
man.
Would you rather... or, sorry, this isn't would you rather. This is would you press the button. Would you press the button? During the zombie apocalypse, you are given... three weapons that will guarantee your survival during this apocalypse. But one of the weapons or guns will be the cause of your death, but you don't know how or when.
Press it!
I'm not taking that offer.
I'm not taking that.
I'm just not
it's too risky.
You're guaranteeing your death.
I'm never going to take
yeah,
any
like,
of those.
You're going to die.
I'm never taking any of those guns.
If you isolate yourself, you're probably just going to kill yourself with that weapon.
Whoa.
What if
that's
I leave
pretty,
the gun
I mean,
on the
true.
Other side of the
that's
room,
pretty
dark, but true.
Are the walls just going to bring it to me and shoot it?
In a zombie apocalypse.
You talk
yeah.
a whole lot. Yeah, you're probably just going
to
isolate
but
yourself.
If you have thoughts of this, please text or call 988. They're there to help. We are talking about a hypothetical situation with a zombie apocalypse.
It's a theory,
not
people.
Normal
it's
life.
A theory.
I got to press a button and you steal this stuff.
It's a very much a theory.
What else am I supposed
yeah, we're not pressing that one. Next off, we have, you have all the money you could ever need without having to work, but you become a magnet for birds, and they constantly poop on you whenever you go outside.
I'm pressing it. I can just carry
an umbrella. That's what I'm saying.
No.
What about you?
Like
you have all the money you could ever need.
Umbrella
yeah,
hat.
I buy an umbrella.
Literally.
What if I buy an umbrella hat?
That would be drip, too.
Exactly.
I think we all
get it.
Like an iced out Louis Vuitton.
Only 56% of people press the button.
Yo, y'all are tripping.
next off, you become an all-powerful human, able to manipulate matter, energy, time, and space. You also gain immense knowledge and understanding of the universe and immortality. But your new powers leave you depressed and apathetic, especially towards the human race. You will eventually be hated by society for not helping. I'm not pressing it.
That's I'm pressing that.
Immortality? That's such a useless power, because you're going to see everyone you ever met.
You're spitting facts.
I'm going to press it.
I can do whatever I want with it.
I'm pressing it.
Yes, but you're going to be depressed.
I'm pressing it because I'm going to be like the new Homelander.
But you're going to be depressed.
yo, the new
Wait
Homelander.
You're
not going to be the next Homelander. Go find
so we were pretty split on that
I'm
one.
I'm going to be the next Homewrecker.
You don't even.
Homewrecker.
Everybody listening, he doesn't know what that means. He's very young. He's very young.
Their homes, okay?
He meant like Wreck-It Ralph, guys. So, I don't want to...
What does Homewrecker mean?
Ooh, all right. This one's cool.
You'll find out eventually.
I don't want to find out.
This one, would you press the button? If you press the button, you can now read people's minds.
Yeah.
But every time you use this power, you have a 10% chance of developing cluster headaches. But they will disappear after 30 minutes.
Just care ibuprofen.
They will disappear!
I think it's worth it. You know, headaches, you can live for a really bad headaches with 30 minutes if you really want to know.
Bro, just carry a bunch of ibuprofen.
It literally, and you can always choose not to use your power if it's that bad.
Ibuprofen is a bunch of ibuprofen.
Thank you. Yeah. I concur.
Just carry a bunch of ibuprofen.
Just be careful with your kids.
You don't want to
know. Yeah.
I give them a whole bunch of those, you know.
You don't want them to turn out like me.
They are going to turn out like you if I give them a bunch.
So, I feel like 77% of people press this button while 23% did not.
Why are they so scared of headaches?
Right, literally. It's just a headache. Next of all, you could... Whoa.
Hey, it's a 10% chance. You know how much I love
I mean, with the 80%.
You know
that's a really low chance.
So, let's read it for the audience.
Every 10
if you press the button, you will be as rich as you want, but you have a 10% chance to die.
Gambling.
I'm pressing it.
I'm
not. I love gambling.
I'm pressing it.
That's crazy.
I will take the gamble.
Well, 60% of
people
took it.
Why are people so scared of death?
Because we want to die.
We got a philosophical, I know I said that word wrong, don't judge me. We got a philosophy major in here when he grows up.
Oh,
hit.
Ooh. This one. I like this one. Would you press the button? If you press the button, your blood holds the cure to cancer. But you would be asked to sacrifice your life in order for the cure to be created.
I'll make the sacrifice.
Wait. You know, it would seem like you're the safest. You're the grace to humanity. You were cured cancer, but like, I don't want to die.
I'm only pressing the button because I've had several family members die to cancer.
What if I swap blood with someone? What if they just like swap my blood with someone? I'ma live.
I think they need to have your blood, like all of it.
But they're still gonna get
it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you have to have all
Oh.
You're going, so. There's no loopholes here. That's tough.
At the same time,
I'll do the sacrifice.
At the same time, you know, they take press blood the button. From me, blood goes
press
to
the button.
Me.
Press the button.
Oh,
press the button.
Come on,
press.
Yeah. See, this one's like your sacrifice, and 59% of people.
I'm not doing it. Why are they so scared of death?
You're just being scared, silly Billy. Next off, if you press the button, you win an epic TV set. But only watch your least favorite show on any TV. I'm not pressing it.
What even is my least favorite TV show?
Yeah, what's your guys' least favorite TV show?
I don't watch TV shows.
Yeah,
it's a show
Gen
that my mom
Z
watches.
And Gen Alpha
it's like
who watches TV anymore.
So my least favorite TV show is, you know, it's all that good stuff. It's all that bad stuff and all that stuff. Yeah, it's bad.
So we're gonna do two more, and then we're gonna hop into a second.
That's fine.
Ooh. All right. If you press the button, you can fully understand every scientific theory. But you will never live a normal life again.
Do I ever have a normal life? Does anyone ever have a normal life, though?
What if you look into the void and then it's something you don't like? What if
I don't care.
You find out that...
I just turn around!
Nah, I'm changing my option. I'm not pressing the button.
Bro, the amount of good grades I'll have with that...
That leads you to insanity.
Literally.
That's
the whole concept. That's the whole concept behind Cthulhu by H.P. Lovecraft.
My bad.
Sorry.
So next, So I think the consensus is we're not pressing that button. And 54% of people agree. Ooh, all right, this one's cool. I like this one. It's not like super complex.
What is a surf net? Would you rather
use the internet? So would you rather have angel, or if you press the button, you have angel wings, but you will never be able to use the internet again.
I pressed that button.
Do you know how much the internet?
I value TikTok too much.
You check your time.
Would you be able to work out the wings like any other muscle? No.
Are you all about working out, man? Stop trying to figure out how to work out your wings,
Ralph.
My latch. I value TikTok too much.
It was a medieval torture weapon that you rip out your ribs from your back.
I think it meant actual angel wings.
Isn't it like a saw trap?
Angel wings are not gonna get biceps.
Isn't it like a saw trap from one of the movies? It is.
Angel wings are not gonna get biceps.
I remember it.
Somebody's top answer is pretty fair, and if I wouldn't be on the internet if I could fly.
That's fair.
I mean, if you could fly.
I mean, if I could fly.
It's time for.
I could just start a business taking people wherever they.
Time for another.
This kid is smart. He's gonna start a Air Uber. So we're gonna go into another song. We're gonna go into Juice WRLD, Armed and Dangerous, Clean, and then we're gonna be back with a few more tier lists before we leave. Hope you guys enjoy.
But guys, before we leave, I have something to say.
Shh. Let's go. Just say it.
What I have to say is.
I don't know how to wish anymore. I
Everybody, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Accra, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I am joined with
DJ Kool-Aid Man
and
DJ Miles.
And if you don't know what Clubhouse Radio is, it's where the youth and I talk about mental health, recovery, and the local community in Greene and Columbia County and the surrounding areas. But we also like to have fun. So we're going to go into two more tier lists. We're going to swap back and forth to make it fair. We have one for me and Miles, and then we got one for DJ Kool-Aid Man. So first, we're going to start off with DJ Kool-Aid Man. Which one you want to do first? Which one are you going to rank? This is all you.
Let's do Alien Ant Farm first.
This one?
No, that one.
This one?
Yeah. So I would rate them... They're success. They're pretty underground, but they are successful. Because not many people know about them. So I'd rate them a solid C.
Hey, look at that. I guess they're right.
So, now it's going to shift to me and Miles' tier list, and we're just going to go back and forth like that for a little bit. Miles, what is your opinion on this?
It's not a bad workout, but... Dips aren't a bad workout, but I can't really do them that well, so I'm gonna have to put them at like.
We're gonna include machine assisted dips too.
If we're talking about machine assisted dips,
A tier, I could easily see A tier, but I could honestly make an argument for S tier because once you get to the point where you can do too many dips, if you have a weight belt, you can still reach failure pretty easily. So we're gonna put it at A tier for now. We might move it up. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Alright. Next off, back to DJ Kool-Aid Man. Which one do you rank?
Okay, let's get really. Let's get a little bit bizarre here. Let's go with dope.
Alright. And where would you rank this?
I'm not gonna cap to you guys. I do only know one song. But.
That's funny. I was gonna ask for your favorite song on them too.
It's Dime of Die. And. I have to say that with that one song, I was blown away the first time I heard it, so yeah, put them at like maybe D or C.
D or C? Okay. We'll put it in C since you really like their song. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Alright, cool. Next off, we're gonna do the barbell bicep curl.
Oh. Well, that one.
I like that one. That's at least A tier for me. What about you?
It's really hard for me.
Yeah.
I would put it in like B to A tier. So.
I'll put it in B too. I agree. And now back to the nu metal. If you don't know what nu metal is, by the way, it's a genre. It's pretty much newer metal. Who would have thought?
It's not really nu metal. It's not really just metal. It's the definition of nu metal is it's basically metal that incorporates rapping and turntables. Basically rap elements.
Thank you. I did not know that was the definition. Nu metal is actually my favorite form of metal.
Let's do some corn.
All right, corn. Now this one is actually one of the only ones that I know. Where is it? I can't see it. There it is. I would put that in A tier.
So they basically started the entire genre, so yeah. Put my S.
S, that's fair. I can agree with that. So can DJ Miles. Next is all off. Yeah, we're going to do the leg press.
S tier.
That's S tier.
100% S tier.
It's the best way to go to failure
on legs, in my opinion.
Because squats, you know, once you reach failure, you could probably squeeze out another rep, but that only half of the time, and that half is dangerous. If you mess up that rep, you're hurt. But with the leg press, I feel like it's easier to know failure. I don't know. It's hard to describe. So next off, back to nu metal. All
right. Is there any... I need to take a good look at this because I don't really know what's on this
list. All right. And by the way, for those of you who enjoy the background music, this song right now is It's Raining Somewhere Else by Toby Fox. I'm a big fan of his work.
Is that Stain? I think that's Stain.
Yeah, Stain.
Alright, yeah, let's go with that. No, it's not that one. It's this one.
Might be.
And, like Dope, I've only heard one song, so I can't really hear anything in a fair way, so automatically it's C.
That's fair. Next off, we have... I'm trying to look for it. There's one I specifically want to do. The Barbell Squat. Here it is. This is really good. Same reasons for the leg press, but I feel like since it incorporates your back, if your back reaches failure first, then you can't get more reps with leg. So I'll push my leg here. What are your thoughts?
I've never done it before, so I can't figure it out.
You've done the barbell squat?
I have?
Yeah, it's just a regular squat.
Oh, S tier.
S tier?
Yes. My max, I think, is like 350.
Whoa, that'd be pretty crazy if you could do 350.
I could do at least one rep.
Back to the nu metal.
The nu metal guy says that we're going to do Disturbed next. Right there.
Disturbed. I think
I've heard plenty of Disturbed songs, so that could fairly rank them at A.
I guessed it. We got A tier. I would agree, too.
I mean, because like they're basically like the starter pack.
Yeah. Which one do I want to pick? Ooh. All right. I'm going to pick this one. The dumbbell side bend.
Oh.
I'm putting that in D tier. There's better ways to strengthen your obliques.
Yeah.
I guess I'll put it in C tier.
I think I almost tore a muscle last time I did one of those.
I feel like, they're
kind
of dangerous.
We'll do this all at the Y, right? We do this all at the Y, right?
Yeah, you can do these at the YMCA or any commercial gym.
I gotta go there someday.
You just need a dumbbell. It's pretty cool. I don't think there's much purpose to it. If you really want to strengthen your obliques, use a medicine ball and lay down.
Yeah, that's way easier.
And way safer. So yeah, I could see a D tier. In my opinion.
Back to the nu metal guy. Let's do some System.
Oh.
And I've also heard plenty, so yes.
Yeah, you can't put System way down anywhere. But
also, one of the starter pack.
Next off, where is it? Where is it? Where's the barbell bench? I can't seem to find it. Do you see the barbell bench, my friend?
Barbell bench. I think that might be.
We'll just count this one as it, even though it's not. Alright. This will represent it. Barbell bench. I'll put it B tier.
I'd put it B tier too.
It's good. You can't really go to failure on it without it being risky, without a spotter.
Yeah,
I think that's one of
the... a lot more dangerous than the...
Yeah, I think that's the only thing that limits it. I think, for example, if you're doing it on a Smith machine or a machine where you put plates on the side, I would easily put it to A. You don't get as much of a stretch with dumbbells either. I think dumbbells could go in A tier or S tier. But because of that, I'll put it B tier. Back to nu metal.
Let's put some Static X in there.
Static X, right here? Or no, where is it?
Right there.
Thank you.
And thinking. Out of the songs that I've heard, which is not a lot, but I've heard a good amount. I'm pretty sure that they're a good B. Rest in peace, Wayne Static, though.
Rest in peace. I've been predicting what you said every time. I'm on a roll for real.
Yeah, good at this.
Next off, we have the lap pull down. A tier. No. Yeah, A tier.
Yeah, I'd put it B or A tier.
See, personally, I think everything you get with a lat pull down, you get a little bit better by doing some pull ups. But if you're at the point of your workout journey where you can't do pull ups yet, it's a really good substitution. And you could actually make the argument that a lat pull down can isolate your laterals better than a pull up. So take that as you will. Next off, back to new metal. And we're gonna do two more each, and then we're gonna go into a song break.
Alright. Limp Bizkit.
Limp Bizkit. That's a good one.
They're the OGs.
They really are.
Yeah. So there is a lot, it's pretty controversial how Limp Bizkit works. So their newest thing is really good. But when you get in deep into their history, you'll find out that Fred Durst is kind of an a-hole.
Oh yeah.
He kind of bumps it down, but their musicians are fantastic. Like, their band players, besides Fred, they're all fantastic, and they make really good music, so they're good to too.
Nice. I think I can agree with that. I almost guessed it. I guessed you would say S.
And I don't like the auto-tune voice.
I can agree. I'm not a big fan of auto-tune either. Next off, we have... Sorry for the dead noise, folks. This is a very, very big list. Let's do... The hack squat. I'm putting that S tier personally. It's like a squat, but it's a machine version. So if you fail, you're not gonna get hurt.
I'll put the S tier too.
Nice. I'm back to new metal.
Let's see what we have, because this is my last one, right?
You have one more after this. One each. Or two each.
Two each after this?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what we have. Because I feel like I have a deeply. Yeah, let's go with an underrated one. Let's go with Mushroom Head.
Mushroom Head. I remember you telling me about this.
Yeah, so... with their very complicated history... people thinking that they're a copycat, which I don't believe because they came before the person people think they're copying, but they do really good stuff. And if you look at their photos from like 2004, 2005, they're pretty badass. So put them in C tier.
Alrighty. So back to the working out tier list. We have the dumbbell fly. These are pretty good. Personally, I think the only thing better than a dumbbell fly is a cable fly, but they're still great for isolating the pecs. I'd give them a B tier.
Yeah, it's a good chest workout. I would do a B tier to A tier.
Nice. And then one more for new metal.
Hollywood Undead.
I'm putting them S tier.
Me too.
I love Hollywood Undead. That was mine. I'm going to let him do one more.
Alright. I'm split between POD, Paramount 5000, or Skin Dread.
Do POD.
POD? Okay. They're pretty good. They make good stuff. Maybe A tier. Predicted it again.
I agree with that. Oh, I got that right?
Yeah.
Nice, I knew it. I'm a genius. Not gonna lie, because Hollywood Undead was mentioned, we're gonna go into a Hollywood Undead song. We're gonna do Bullet, the clean version, of course, because Hollywood Undead, it can be pretty, what's the word, provocative. So yeah, we're gonna be right back with that, and then we're gonna do the word of the day, and a few more, will you press the buttons? Hope you guys have all enjoyed so far. We might do the shoutouts one more time too. But yeah, without further ado, let's do this.
My legs are dangling off the edge. The bottom of the bottle is my only friend. I think I'll slip my wrist again and I'm gone, 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 gone. My legs are dangling off the edge. A stomach full of pills, didn't work again. I put a bullet in my head and I'm gone.
guys for that, everybody. That song is a lot more graphic than I remember, so we're gonna go into Creep by Radiohead.
Shaboom and open me to get boom. Ding a ling a ling a ling a ling a ling a ling.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC. And today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I'm joined with
DJ Miles
and
DJ Kool-Aid.
So, we're doing the word of the day and now, because we're closing out, and I'm going to have everybody read one word. If that's cool with you guys. You don't have to if you don't want to. No pressure. So this is from The Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows. It's a really good book. Shout out to John Koenig. You can look into him if you want. No sponsorship at all. I just like it. So yeah. I'm going to do this one. Ayoya. Or I'm going to let you guys do this one. One of you. I'll let you pick.
Ayoya. A musical flavor found in electric guitar solos that compels you to snarl, squint, and arch your spine like a yowling jungle cat. I'm out, by the way.
I picked that one for you because I know you like metal. And that's the whole point of the book. It's to put words to emotions that we don't have words for yet in English. And that's why I really like it. Next off, I'll read this one since it's quite long. Noun, Volander. The ethereal feeling of looking down at the world through an airplane window. Able to catch a glimpse of far-flung places you never see in person. Free to let your mind wander, trying to imagine what they must feel like down on the ground. The closest you'll ever get to an objective point of view. I'm a big fan of that one, personally. I'm trying to find a do you want a short one or a long one? Alright, wow, these are all long. Hold on. I got it. I'll look one up for you. Because I've read this book, so I can find one that's short. Okay?
So creepy.
Yeah, I never liked her. She was kind of annoying.
Why can't I find a short one?
That's what she sounded like.
Oh, she, perfect song for her, too.
She is really short.
She's short, too. Wait till you go to, what's it? The Zoom Club. Because you guys have that field trip coming up by the end of the year.
Yeah, no. Hopefully I can pay for it this year.
They do it for free.
Oh, wait,
some
yeah. People. Oh, yeah, it's 30 bucks, right? Yeah, 50 bucks. My mom said
she might just
buy me the season pass.
Here, I got one.
Excuse me.
So this is going to be our last word of the day before we head out. Read out by DJ Miles.
Lilo, a friendship that can lie dormant for years only to pick right back up instantly as if you seen each other last week, which is all the more remarkable given that certain other people can make every lull in conversation feel like an eternity.
He said he was bad at reading. He owned that. There were some big words in there, and he got them instantly. That guy is a goat right there. So I hope you guys enjoyed, and we'll see you next week. Goodbye, everybody.